scripted.
Shut up. It's not even scripted.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You say the same shit.
Whatever. Shut up. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to this week's Forks Facts. Forks. Forks. This week, this motherfucker has me fucking stuttering.
He just ate dinner, too.
Shut up.
He's still thinking about
food. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's Force Facts. From my lexicon with facts about Star Wars and the Force. My co-host Winchy here, annoying the shit out of me.
What's up?
Did you guys know that while the rest of his armor and suit is made out of like Durasteel and Plasteel and other materials, Vader's gloves have Beskar in them for added protection?
You know it's because that motherfucker's afraid of getting his motherfucking hands cut off again.
He's fucking traumatized.
Dooku cut him off. Obi-Wan cut him off. He's like, I'm not letting a single other person cut my damn hand. I don't care that they're made of, you know, they're robotic. Nobody's cutting my damn hands off. His gloves go up a little bit, too, so he's protecting his wrist.
But think about this, though. Technically, that means by the time episode 5 comes around, what, like 21 years after the incident on Mustafar where he lost his hand for the last time? He's conquered his fear because his first move to block Han was with his hands. A traumatized motherfucker not doing that.
With the robotic hands, he still would have. He don't feel pain in the hands.
That's true, but you've seen, like, droids get shot all the time. Droids are not impervious to blaster bolts. That Plasteel and Durasteel in his hand.
I feel like we've seen him, like, destroy his hand before to, like, complete. Like, the robotic ones, we've definitely seen him just use...
Sack it.
Yeah, sack it to complete, you know, whatever he was doing.
But still, to say that his first instinct was to put his hand out...
He's also just like, maybe...
Like, he's not Jedi, but... I mean, he's a force user. Like, that third sense to fucking pull out your saber and block... that was absolutely a flex. Like, he's conquered his fear.
Or he was just like... Look, we at the dinner table. We're at the dinner table, bro. I'm not whipping out the lightsaber. I'm gonna float that pear across to you. Like,
nah, extra ass Anakin Skywalker as Darth Vader is just flexing him. It has nothing to do with decorum.
Vader would just like totally be flamboyant.
I mean, if he's dramatic enough to fucking move his cape, we're in space where there's no air. Like,
I went back and watched that, and I still don't know that that's exactly what was happening.
It's ray shielded. That cruiser is gone.
But the cruiser was pulling out.
But it's already ray shielded.
But like it was still partially inside. The air just doesn't stop moving.
Okay, but after it was, they even show after it's gone, it's still fucking going. Anyways, we've got a little off topic, but that is this week's Force Facts, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to catch us wherever you get your podcast fixed. That's my line, not his. Follow us on all social medias, Twitter formerly known as X, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Force Unscripted, The Force Unscripted on everything else. And you can also check out our website, theforceunscripted.com, where you can leave us a voice note, a comment, a concern, a question, whatever you may be, topics for certain Let's Talk Legends segments or main shows, whatever you may want to. But
shit talk about a particular host.
Exotic's not even here. Don't talk shit about him like that.
He died. What do you mean?
He died. I forgot. You killed him off, but you never brought him back.
Yeah, that's been his ghost this whole time.
All right, guys, we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in, and may the Force be with you.
Peace out.